It's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. Got more of my energy back. Got some sleep. Sorry about the last couple podcast episodes where not high in energy, more low in energy. I've just been very tired. Even my Louis Tomlinson episode podcast, which is supposed to be like, "Hi, friends!" Right. It wasn't because I was still dead beat tired. So anything like low energy with the intro is, or with the podcast in general, is more, I'm very tired. Okay, so I finished season 18 of Married at First Sight, the last season that is on Hulu. So season 19 and season 18, my friends, are on Peacock. And some people haven't watched seasons 1 through 18 because it's on Hulu, and only on Hulu. They have not put, there might be some seasons I think on Peacock, but not all of them, you know what I mean? So you have to watch it on Hulu if you have Hulu. Anyway, I'm going to tell you my thoughts and opinions on the season, okay? A lot of you are going to hate it. A lot of people are going to agree. But this is what I'm going to say. Alright, MM and whatever the dude's name. I don't remember. Okay, his name. He got butthurt. He kind of reminds me of the past season of Love is Blind, where we have Dr. Jessica, who has a big house, her own house, very accomplished. That's what MM reminds me of. And Ikeshi is just like, I forget what his name was. But wait, give me one second. Love is Blind. I want to get this correct. Why is it only, oh my gosh. Alex. Wait, it's not Alex. Chris, there you go, sorry. Okay. Well, okay, so if you watched the season 10 of Love Island, remember, if you saw season 10 of Love is Blind, which was in Ohio, we had amazing bombshell, gorgeous woman, love her, Dr. Jessica, and we had Chris, okay? Dr. Jessica, she was married before, she is a doctor, very fit, very beautiful woman. She has her own house, paid for everything. Chris, very like insecure, started belittling her, this, that, and the other, saying he doesn't like her because she doesn't do CrossFit, this, that, and the other, being disrespectful. Everybody hated Chris for that because, like, hello, have you seen Jessica? Dumbass. Sorry. Yeah, that's what we were saying, because he was dumb. Just saying that. They didn't end up down the aisle. Jessica is now with another cast member who was also a doctor. Anyway, so MM, going back to Married at First Sight, MM, she is a physician. Like, she does, in one of the scenes that she was doing, like, Botox. So she's, like, she's a doctor. She has her own house. And Keiji, oh, I got his name. So insecure, belittles her, saying that, oh, she's moving too fast, this, that, and the other. And I have an opinion. And I feel like there are a lot of men in the world that are insecure of a successful woman. They think they should be the one making the most money, this, that, and the other. And then seeing that, oh, she has her own house, oh, she has this, that, and the other, and I'm here in my career, they get insecure, they start bullying, they start disrespecting her, they start this, that, and the other. They start doing all this disrespectful things. And I think that MM did it right as Keiji deserved to be, like, the letter that MM gave him. He deserved all of it. I am pro lashing out at men, especially when they do you dirty. I am 100% pro that. Good job, MM. Okay. Who's Emily? Michelle and David. I'm just going to talk about a couple, like, three couples, and that's it. And I'm going to keep it short and sweet, because these are the couples that I have more opinions and, like, the base of, like, the drama of season 18. Just those three couples. Okay. Michelle. And this is, before I say this, there is no reason for you to be emotionally cheated on, for you to be lied to, this, that, and the other. That's my stance. How David, how he retaliated when you weren't giving him attention wasn't okay. That's the first thing I'll say. But Michelle, listen to me. I am not on your shit side. And this is why I'm not on your side. And I can never be on your side. Because you belittled the man so much. No, actually, you not only belittled David. You belittled everybody that lives with their parents that are out of uni. Out of university. Or pretty much any grown parent, not grown parent, sorry. Anyone that is, I guess, over 18, right? You belittled them, being like, you shouldn't be living with your parents. You should get out there, suck it up, get a job. Do you know how hard the job market is? Get your own place to live. If you're living with 10, 5 roommates, have to have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 jobs to support yourself. Or you have to live in your car. Do it! You, watching you, Michelle, made me upset. Because you were being so disrespectful for people that live with their parents. Number one, I'm just going to talk about the USA. No, I'll say in general. Everything after the pandemic has been super expensive. It was already expensive before. It has doubled, tripled, quadrupled. To rent a place now is the same or even more as buying a house. Also, Michelle, you remember his friend telling you, if you keep belittling, being like, oh, you're with your parents, that's bad. Oh, you're with your parents, that's bad. Oh, you're with your parents, that's bad. When he does have a plan, when he does say, like, oh, if you want to get a place together, we can do that. When I've been saving money to get a house with my wife, this, that, and the other, and you keep saying, no, this is terrible. No, you're terrible for this. No, you're terrible for this. No, and this is for anyone. This is not for a man. This is for everybody in general. He's going to shut down. And you're going to lose him. Which, what I got from that is that David was going to leave. I didn't think that would be David cheating on you. I didn't think that. But I think that's what his friend was kind of indicating. That he was either going to leave the relationship. Or a worst case scenario, like now, after watching these episodes, that he's going to cheat on you. So, here's my thing, my thought, again. In a way, I feel like, because there's no reason to cheat. That's my first thing I'm going to say. There's no reason to cheat emotionally or physically or both, either or. But I feel like you were part of the reason why he cheated on you. I've never said that, like, oh, someone's the reason for them being cheated. But me seeing you, how you belittled him, and how he was, like, supportive of you and telling you how he had a plan. And even his friend was, like, to you, that was telling you about this, was, like, oh, what are you doing now? Renting? How much do you pay in rent? Oh, you pay that in rent? Oh, I have a mortgage. I pay less money a month with my mortgage. So, like even his friend was telling him, don't berate him. Like, he has a plan. Like, when he finds out what, like, he has a plan, like, after, if everything works out and you both say yes, after decision day, you guys are gonna go house hunting. You go see his place. Okay, he's living with his parents. He lives in the basement. Again, I'm from the Northeast, so the basement, a lot of the time, there could be, like, a house. Not a house, sorry. They could be, like, a room, own sofa, like, washroom, this, that, and the other. They might be a laundry room. They might not be a laundry room down there. But how I saw the setup, it's like his parents are his roommates. He has his own space. He has a kitchen. He has a dining room. He has a washroom, kitchen, everything. The only time that his parents... And what I heard from him is the only time his parents are down there is when they have to wash their clothes. And they're probably washing their clothes when he's not there. So there wouldn't be any issue. And he has his own doors to get in and out. So he has his own privacy. So, and he pays rent. He pays this, pays that. Like, pays for you. No, you... It's not... equivalent to, like, so how you see, this is what she frustrates me, how you perceive it is how is, like, oh, this is his room upstairs, like, he has a room, and then this is his room right here, okay, his parents' room is down the hall. That's not how it is at all. He has the basement. The basement is all his. His parents don't go to the basement. His parents don't clean up after him. That's his space. He has to clean it in. He has to cook everything. The only time his parents go downstairs is to do the laundry. So when I found that out, particularly, I'm like, girl, really? Now you still have an issue with it? And you're like, oh, this is what I thought it would be. No, that's not what you thought it would be. What you thought, Michelle, it would be is that his parents' room is down the hall, and his room is right here. His parents' room is down the hall. So his parents or his mom could, like, go into his room. No, his parents are upstairs. Okay, how it's up north is you come into a house, okay, and then you go up the stairs, or you have more than four rooms. I know, stairs. Okay, you go inside the house, you see the living room, the kitchen, not connected, there's a separation. Okay, there's stairs, okay? You go up the stairs, and upstairs, there's bedrooms and there's washrooms, okay? Okay? And then, depending how the house is, depends. And then you go down, when you're on the main floor, you go up the stairs, and that's all the bedrooms and washrooms. And then, around the corner somewhere, it's usually near the living room and the kitchen. There's a door, okay? And that brings you to downstairs, the basement. Okay? So he's down there in the basement. And a lot of people's, or their stairs to go down to the basement. And there's always like a kitchen there. There's a washroom there. A living room. This, that, and the other. And then the washroom, my friends, has a shower. Okay? You act like this dude is on the second floor, okay? And his parents' room is down the hall. His is right there. No. His parents from the living room are upstairs. He from the living room is downstairs. They don't hear each other. They're separated. Plus, the basement is soundproof. You don't really hear what's going on. That's why when I was in high school, again, I'm from up north, and then, like, the cast parties and the party right there, all my friends, we had it in the basement. Because you don't hear anything. It's soundproof. Right. Unless you have it, like, a zillion degrees, like, the volume, like, 100. You get what I mean? That's why everybody has their, like, parties in the basement or in the garage. Because unless you have the volume on 100, you can't really hear what's going on. So he's separated from his parents, and they don't bug him. The only time they go down there is to wash clothes. So you just have an issue being like, oh, he lives with his parents. Things are expensive. He's saving money. Get over it. She never got over it. Another thing with Michelle. She said that, she's mad. She was talking to Alan. I'll get to that in a minute. She's like, I don't know when I'm going to get sad about it. Later I'm going to get sad about it. Girl, you're not going to ever get sad about it. You're just going to be mad. You never liked David. You might have like a right inkling like about him. Once you heard he lives with his parents, you got the ick. And when people have the ick, they can't get rid of the ick. You had the ick. You never liked him. The second half of the experience, you were like trying a little bit. We weren't really trying. You were trying to like, I think you would ask for a divorce but stay friends. That's what I thought. What I think, if none of this, like him lying and cheating and stuff, you would just end up friends. You're mad that he lied to you because of your past trauma with your parent, your dad cheated on your mom. That's why you're mad that it also happened to you and that you're living through what happened in your childhood. You're not mad. You never liked him. You're not going to be sad over it. Like, you're not. You're just mad because he cheated and lied to you. And you're just going to be forever mad. You're either going to be either forever mad or you're just going to get over it. But you're not going to be sad about it, is what I'm going to say. Because you never liked him. to be sad about it would be like you had like some emotion of like you liked him but you didn't. So saying that, oh, you're just mad that he cheated, because like myself, we both hate cheaters, right? We don't like cheaters. That's why you're mad. That's it. You never liked David. You're just mad because he cheated on you. That's it. Let's get it 50%. Like, 100, let's go 100. You are only mad because he cheated. You, after, if we took the cheating out of it, right, and then they did it properly, you would be okay with it. It's only because of, it's not because you like. Let's stop that. Let's stop with that narrative. And another thing with you, Michelle, you go into Alan and be like, this, that, and the other, this is what happened. This, you put it in his mind that they did something more when they didn't. This is what I got from their relationship. And I said this before. Alright. Madison, to the get-go, has said she didn't find Alan attractive, okay? She was trying, but all the most that she felt for him was friendship. Okay? Her and David, aka Madison and David, they would talk continuously in the gym or hanging out with a group of friends or him with her friends, this, that, and the other, about their marriages and how it's not going how they want it to. And from that, they created a emotional attraction. They started having feelings. Nothing led to that because Madison, she knew about Alan's trauma and like with cheating and everything. She didn't cheat on him. Like, they did not have sex, and anyone that's saying they had sex, they did not. And then the producers being like, oh, he came back at this time and she came back at this time. Stop doing that. That doesn't mean that they were out together. It doesn't. I believe, like me, like I go out, I party, I have fun with my friends. I believe that she went out with her girlfriends, sometimes with the rest of some of the girls on the show. She told Alan, oh, this is where I am, this, that, and the other. There's no reason for her to lie. And plus, she showed remorse, unlike David. Okay? So with the accusation that they did more than like have an emotional connection, for me, that's BS. From watching it, no. No, they did not have sex. They had an emotional connection. And it grew. And then also Pastor Cal being like, she doesn't like men of color. When I watched a clip after where she was like, well, she doesn't know, if she would like a man of color because of his experience, and the majority of the men she dated were white guys. She said she doesn't know. She doesn't want anything like bad or negative to happen and to perceive like this, that, or the other, or like if she dates someone of color. That doesn't mean she doesn't like men of color. And plus, she said, I've dated black men. She has nothing, just for this experience, because it's 8 weeks and it's rushed, she doesn't want to be perceived a different way. That doesn't mean she doesn't like men of color or date a man of color. So that's the only thing I had an issue with Pastor Carl. She never said that. Because I was like, oh, okay. And I've seen, like, interviews him saying that. And I'm like, no. There was a clip after that she's like, I'm okay with men of color. But because I don't know, because I don't know this person, if like I would automatically be attracted. And what she liked about David was they trauma bond. Okay? They trauma bond about their marriages and how it wasn't how they wanted it to be, and got to know each other and started as friends. So that's how it came. They, maybe there has been like some flirting here or there, but she didn't even know that that message was for her. This, that, and the other, and she wanted to talk to Alan. She messaged Alan, and this is my issue with Michelle again. Michelle's like, oh, they didn't even say sorry. They didn't say sorry to you. Or Madison didn't say sorry to you. Because to be honest with you, I wouldn't say sorry to Madison either. No, sorry. Oh, goodness gracious. To be honest, I wouldn't have done it in the first place. But how Michelle was being, I wouldn't have talked to her again. And plus, the like, Madison deleted it. Madison felt bad. She was like, okay, I have a crush on David. And then she, for the first time, admitted to David, like, I have feelings for you. So that's why she deleted the messages. She's like, no, I have to end this. It's not fair on Alan. Like, I have a crush on. The only thing I would say that I'll knock off some points on Madison, I still like her, is I think she should have told Alan that she had feelings for David. Alan would have understood it. He would have gotten it. He would have this, that, and the other, and have been on her side. And we would still be rooting. Like, a lot of people would be rooting for them. I feel like that's her only downfall. Because what I've heard her say, how she actually feels bad for hurting Alan. Because that is the only one. I've seen that online, too. That's the only person that, like, was actually hurt through all of this was Alan, because Alan did ask multiple times, like, if you're not in this, you could leave. If you're not in this, tell me the truth. And I feel like it was hard for her to say that, tell him that, but I feel like the best situation would have been to tell him that. And again, she hasn't been in a relationship in a long time, so probably she forgot how to handle those, something like that. But like I'm saying is, I think the only issue that Madison did was not tell Alan. And I think she could have also been like, to Michelle, being like, I kind of have a crush on your husband. But to be honest, even if Madison did that, she would be like, oh, you're cheating. Because I feel like that's how Michelle is. But that's what I'm thinking. But yeah, when it comes to David, him being a good guy, I don't think he's a good guy. I think he's a good guy when he's with someone that reciprocates his feelings and doesn't belittle him. But when someone like Michelle, who completely belittles him and makes him feel unworthy, he cheats on them, which makes him not a good guy. And you're not caring. People could feel how they want. They could see how they want. They could do this, that, and the other. I think when the experts came in, I think they should have just had Madison talk. Because, David, you're just making yourself look terrible. And Madison was like, I just want to be friends. And then see how it goes. I don't want to rush into things. And she was like, going to wait until decision day to see how things were going to go. But, yeah. I don't think Madison's the villain. I feel like Madison should have just been honest with Alan, and they would have ended things and then see how everything else goes. But I think the only bad guy, truly bad guy, in this whole situation has been David. Because David's like, I don't care, has been lying, has been dishonest, has been Madison didn't know how, when it comes to Madison didn't know how to properly express her feelings. And I feel like she should have also, like, talked to one of the experts, being like, By the way, I have a crush on David. How am I supposed to navigate through this, right? Like, when they were all talking with Dr. Pia about and everything. I think that's what she should have done. So, again, do I think, like, it's a blow-up affair? No, I don't think it's a blow-up affair. The max that they did, and the only thing that they have done, is have an emotional affair, okay? Because they liked each other and were talking with each other and being secretive. That's, they didn't have a physical affair. They had an emotional affair. And Madison held back being like, I'm married, I can't go more than that. And she deleted being like, oh, if I delete his contact, if I delete everything, then I won't write him back. You know what I mean? But here's also, like, with the last expert meeting, I believe for Madison it was like, yes, I have a crush on him, but I'm not gonna pursue things. But for David it was like, I want to pursue things. That's why he sent I'm gonna eat you up. But that's all I have for season 18, the last season on Hulu. I hope you guys are doing great. But yeah, this was an interesting season. I still think that Michelle, like, made gaslit Alan to the point of, like, being too much in his head, making him think that they had, like, a full-blown affair when they didn't have a full-blown affair. They were having an emotional affair, which is also bad, right? Because, you know, bad, but I feel like this all could have been prevented if Madison just told Alan how she really felt. But the only person, there's two people I feel bad in the situation, and that's Madison and Alan. Alan, because he did, Madison and Alan both tried. But I wish Madison would have told Alan her feelings, so then everything would be okay. And I still think Michelle was being delusional. Because you, in your mind, were like, oh, they're having a full affair. They're going on dates. They're doing this, that, and the other. When they weren't. They were at the gym talking about both marriages. And what I think is what happened, Eve. She was talking to her friends. She was talking to David about, David was talking to her about the marriages. They weren't dating each other, secretly dating each other. They weren't having sex with each other. They were just having an emotional, a relationship where they confided in each other and started having feelings for each other. How you blowed it up to be is how that David was doing this, that, and the other. He was with other women. David was doing that with other women, which is why I feel like the true bad guy in all this is David, and then a little bit is also Michelle. I'm making sure I get the right M. Michelle. Because there's no reason for you to be belittling people that live with their parents when everything is so sticking expensive. People have a zillion and three jobs to support themselves. That's them living with their parents or without living with their parents. Like I said before, I live with my parents and I'm doing this, that, and the other, right, to be able to afford. I'm not living comfortably and being lazy and stuff like that. I have a job. I rather I'd rather stay at home right now than and work the jobs that I have and then do this, that, and the other. Also, you don't know where people's plan is. My plan, for example, is to not, because right now I'm in Florida, is not to stay in Florida for the rest of my life. So why would I move out of my parents' home and rent a place with friends or by myself? To what? Leave that place? No, my plan is to move back up north and save money like that. Come on, Michelle, no. I will never be on your side on this, because your comment on people that live home with their parents, especially when the economy is horrible and everything is so expensive, no. That's when you lost me, and that's when I'm like, everything that comes out of your mouth is rubbish. And you haven't comment, oh, I hope you enjoy living in his parents' basement. What's wrong with that? There's space. They don't really bother you. And B, he's probably gonna move out. Cause what I've seen is like now they're engaged, right? Probably gonna move out to their own place. So, girl, be quiet. You never even liked the man. So shut up. The only thing I feel bad about Michelle is that David cheated on you. Other than that, what you did caused. Did a ripple effect. And I like the point where, I forget which expert said. So, she was like, oh, I was, in my car. And then one of the experts was like, when you were with your cars, did your friends belittle you? Or did anyone belittle you? And she was like, it wasn't the time. You know? We were in our 20s. Excusez-moi? So, you're saying in your early 20s, people belittling you that you're in your car, but you're by yourself. It's fine, you're in your car, you're not in your parents' home, so they won't belittle you for that. Or even if they belittle you, like, at least you're on your home. But if you're in your 30s, and you're living with your parents, and you're not homeless. Here's the thing. Michelle, before I end this, Michelle, from season 18 of Married at First Sight, all right, listen, I'd rather stay at home with my mom where I know I have a shelter to sleep in after my long days of work. Remember, guys, I was very tired because I've been working a lot. I'd rather know that at the end of my long shifts of work that I have somewhere to sleep that is not my car. I have somewhere to shower that is not going to the gym. Right? I'd rather have that and not be like, oh, I have to spray something. Because there are people that have the mindset of Michelle that is like, oh, I'm not living with my parents. The only thing I can do is sleep in my car. If you have the option to stay home with your parents and it's healthy, with this horrible economy, stay at home with your parents. Do not listen to Michelle. She's terrible. I'd rather stay at home with my mom, having somewhere to sleep after a long day at work and multiple long days at work and having somewhere to sleep than sleeping in my car. And then finding somewhere. Well, I go to the gym, so. And then having to go to my gym every day to take a shower and brush my teeth and get ready. That gives homelessness. Like, no, come on now. No. And you're saying that because you were 20, it was fine because we were all struggling 21, 30 year olds, it's different. When you're out of college, it's different. No. No. There's nothing wrong, like I said before, with staying home with your parents. If it's healthy and they're supportive. Especially in this horrible economy. If you're in a situation that you can't stay at home with your parents and you have to rent with multiple people, then that's a different story. Anyway, I'm just gonna keep getting angrier and angrier. The last point I'm gonna give is the true villain is David for cheating and lying and continue to lie. And then the second villain, in my opinion, is Michelle for literally being a terrible human by saying that people that live with their parents that are over, like, you graduate, I would say 22, like when you graduated university, right, are terrible, and if you're 30, it's horrible too. Some people stay at home until, like, they get married, like, and then they move, but, you know what, anyway, I'm gonna end this, because I'm just gonna get more frustrated, and I'm gonna start yelling, and I'm not doing that. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good rest of your night. Bye.